Sabbath blessing, everyone. Welcome on this blessed Sabbath day, September 6, 2014. And for those that are on the phone, a Sabbath blessing to you and for all of the dear ones that will be listening to the recording on a later date, we want to welcome everyone. Sabbath blessing. We are still reading from our book, Desire Ages, chapter 19, at Jacob's Well. This lesson is number 92. Before we begin our study, we would like to have opening song. And this song is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 89, first verse. I will sing all the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Amen. If any one of the dear family, little ones, mommies and daddy would like to have open in prayer, bubble up.
Our Father, I thank you for this God I have expressed again. I thank you for your spirit to make yourself this known, yet from their person. I thank you to be able to help us to understand life from mom, therefore, what is many what we see. Forgive us all our sins and make them our causes today. Let us be able to understand life from mom, to work in this course of study. Let us be able to be having mercies and also be welcome in each day's path. Let us be able to be loyal to you in all our days, that we may be able to be on your side and all the way, that we may be choosing the world our own political governance. This method is plus one in the kingdom.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study is taken from the book of John, chapter 4, verse 6, from the King James Version, and it reads, Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. This week, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter in our lesson entitled At Jacob's Well in our study book. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
John 4:5. Then cometh he into the city of Samaria, which is called Samar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. John 4:7. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink.
John 4:9. Then cometh the woman and said, Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans.
Romans 10:6. But the righteous which is in of faith speak of his wise, saying, Not in thy heart, Husha ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Romans 10:7. Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. Romans 10:8. Or what say it? The word is high thee, even in thy mouth, in thy heart, that is thy word of faith, which we preach. Romans 10:9. What is thou shalt confess with thy mouth? The Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our book, Desire Ages, chapter 19. We will be discussing today pages 183 through 187. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, Babula.
Desire of Ages, page 183. On the way to Galilee, Jesus passed through Samaria. It was noon when he reached the beautiful valley of Jacob's Well. Wearied with his journey, he sat down here to rest while his disciples went to buy food. The Jews and the Samaritans were bitter enemies, and as far as possible avoided all dealing with each other. To trade with the Samaritans in case of necessity was indeed counted lawful by the rabbis, but all social intercourse with them was condemned. A Jew would not borrow from a Samaritan nor receive a kindness, not even a morsel of bread or a cup of water. The disciples, in buying food, were acting in harmony with the custom of their nation. But the Samaritans, or in any way seek to benefit them, did not enter into the thought of even Christ's disciples. Desire of Ages, page 183, paragraph 2. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 183. As Jesus sat by the wellside, he was faced for hunger and thirst. The journey since morning had been long, and now the sun of noontide beat upon him. His thirst was increased by the thought of the cool, refreshing water so near, yet inaccessible to him, for he had no rope nor water jar, and the well was deep. The lot of humanity was his, and he waited for someone to come to draw. Desire of Ages, page 183, paragraph 3.
Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Even the example that our Savior did by sitting at the well, waiting for the blessing of the Lord to come, has given us an example as well that we must wait upon the Lord, and eventually he will renew our strength. Question, boys and girls, what was the name of the place where Jesus found rest, and what was located at the opening of this valley? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is the beautiful view of Shechem. And at the opening of this valley was Jacob's Well.
Desire of Ages, page 183. A woman of Samaria approached, and seemingly unconscious of his presence, filled her pitcher with water. As she turned to go away, Jesus asked her for a drink. Such that there were no oriental woods with hold. In the East, water was called the gift of God. To offer a drink to a thirsty traveler was held to be a duty so sacred that the Arabians of the desert would go out of their way in order to perform it.
Desire
of
Ages, page 183. The hatred between Jews and Samaritans prevented the woman from offering kindness to Jesus. But the Savior was seeking to find the key to this heart. And with the tact born of divine love, he acts, not offered a favor. The offer of a kindness might have been rejected, but trust awakened trust. The King of Heaven came to this outcast soul, asking a service at her hands. He who made the ocean, who controls the waters of the great deep, who opened the springs and channels of the earth, rested from his weariness at Jacob's Well, and was dependent upon a stranger's kindness for even the gift of a drink of water. The woman saw that Jesus was a Jew. In her surprise, she forgot to grant his it. She said, that thou being a Jew, ask drink of me, Which am I? Which am a woman of Samaria? Desire of Ages, page 184, paragraph 1.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. Who had approached unseemly, unconscious of his presence, which is Jesus, filled her pitcher with water, and as she turned to go away, what did Jesus ask her for? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is a woman of Samaria, and Jesus asked her for a drink. Such a favor no Oriental would before. In the East, water was called the gift of God.
Desire of Ages, page 184. Jesus answered, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who is that saith to thee, give me to drink. Those wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee healed the living water. You wonder that I should ask of you even of so small a favor as a drunk of water from the well of our feet, had he asked of me. I would have given you to drink the water of everlasting life. Desire of Ages, page 184, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Boys and girls, why was the woman so surprised that it made her forget to grant Jesus' request because she tried to learn the reasons for it? And what was Jesus' answer? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is thou, Jesus, being a Jew, asked drink of her, which was a woman of Samaria, and if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me the drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
There it is, page 184. The woman had not comprehended the words of Christ, but she felt their solemn import. Her light, bantering manner began to change. Supposing that Jesus spoke of the well before them, he said, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From when then hast thou that living water? Art thou a great man, our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself? She saw before her the only thirsty traveler.
Desire of Ages, page 184. In her mind, she comprehended him with the honor of partition Jacob. She cherished a feeling which is so natural that no other well could be equal to the provided by the Father. She was looking backwards to the Father, forwards to the Messiah's coming, while the hope of Father, the Messiah himself, was beside her, and she knew him not. How many thirsting souls are today close by the living fountain, yet looking far away for the wellspring of life? Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend it into heaven? This is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend it into the deep? This is to bring up Christ again from the dead. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10, 6-9. Desire of Ages, page 184, paragraph 3.
Amen. Well done, everyone. And welcome to all the dear family that are coming in. Question, boys and girls. Did the Samaritan woman comprehend the words of Christ? And do many today experience the same as the woman at the well? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up, little ones.
The answer is that she felt there of some import. And yes, many thirsty souls are today close by the living fountain, yet looking far away for the lost things of life.
Amen. Good job, everyone. So let us learn a beautiful hymn together, dear ones. And the title of this hymn is called Open My Eyes. So let's ask the Lord to open our eyes the way how he opened the eyes of the Samaritan woman. In this song, open my eyes, dear Savior, I thirst in the noontime heat. I pine for refreshing waters, that moment so cool and sweet. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now, open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Open my eyes, dear Savior, I faint near the burning sky, and here in the lonely desert, for water in vain I cry. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now, open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Open my eyes, dear Savior, I know that the well is near, but oh, that my strength were stronger, his mission more bright and clear. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now, open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Whence is the voice that calleth, and what do my eyes behold? O Savior, my prayer is answered, till answer a hundredfold. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now, open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Praise to thy name, dear Savior mine, joyfully now I see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now, open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 187. Jesus did not immediately answer the question in regard to himself, but with solemn earnestness he said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, over thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Desire of Ages, page 187, paragraph 1. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 187. He who speaketh to quench his thirst at the fountain of thy world will drink only to thirst again. Everywhere men are unsatisfied, they long for something to supply the need of the soul. Only one can meet the want, the need of the world, the desire of all nations is Christ. The divine grace which he alone can impart is a living water, purify, refreshing, and impregnation the soul.
Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Did Jesus immediately answer the question in regard to himself? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is no. For with solemn earnestness he said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Praise the Lord. So let us learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this scripture is taken from Romans chapter 11, verse 33 from the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So now we have finished the first part for the little mature children in our midst. And now we're going to have story time for the little ones. So it's story time, little ones. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection this Sabbath is entitled Sons and Daughters of God. So gather around, little ones. Story time. Chapter 1. We're going to talk a little bit about God creating man in his image. The title is that God created man in his own image. The memory verse for this particular story is from Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, and it reads, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Men, male and female, created he them. All heavens took a deep and joyful interest in the creation of the world of and man. Human beings were a new and distinct order. They were made in the image of God, and it was the Creator's design that they should populate the earth. They were to live in close communion with heaven, receiving powers from the source of all power. Upheld by God, they were to live sinless lives. The holy pair were not only children under the fatherly care of God, but students receiving instruction from the all-wise Creator. They were visited by angels and were granted communion with their Maker, with no obscuring veil between. Little ones, can you guess who are the peers or the holy peers that we are talking about in this story? If you know the answer, you could place it in the room. The mystery of the visible universe, the wondrous work of him who is perfect in knowledge, afforded them an exhaustless source of instruction and delight. The laws and operation of nature, which have engaged man's study for 6,000 years, were opened to their minds by the infinite framer and upholder of all. They held converse with leaves and flowers and trees, gathering from each the secrets of his life. With every living creature, from the mighty Leviathan, you know what they are? They are sea creatures that played among the waters, so the insect moth that floats in the sunbeam. Now, Adam and Eve are those peers that was in that garden. Adam was familiar. He had given to each his name, and he was acquainted with the nature and the habits of all. God's glory in the heavens, the innumerable worlds in their orderly revolution, the balancing of clouds, the mystery of light and sound, of the day and night, all were open to the study of our parents. Do you know, little ones, if you have a garden, you can also enjoy what Adam had enjoyed in the Garden of Eden. If you take a look at the flowers and all the part of creation, you can also discover the secret that lies within, that you may glorify your Creator, and especially on Sabbath. So the ending of our story says, God created man, a superior being. He alone is formed in the image of God and is capable of partaking of the divine nature, of cooperating with his Creator, and executing his plan. This is the ending of our story, little one. We hope and pray that you enjoyed it, and you can ask your mommy and your daddy more about creation and the God that created us all. Next week, we will continue with part two of our study entitled At Jacob's Well in our lesson book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Our Father, I thank you for this yellow past this day. I thank you for this precious shine that we make in our hair from it. I pray, Lord, dear, keep it in our minds and in our hearts that we may be able to not only just have them, but share them also. Forgive us our sins and make it our past this day. I thank you all to
not keep us I pray you be to keep us away from the devils and prisoners that you may be able to see us and make us like this. And I pray that you be able to help us to be walking in right way. And I pray you be able to bless us all and bless people who go to you in all our days that we may be able to show mercy and compassion to other people and also to be helping one another, loving one another, that we may be able to be true Christians and that we may be able to be in peace and harmony with our Lord. This night, I'm just asking you.
Amen. So next Sabbath, dear family, we are still in chapter 19 at Jacob's Well, and that will be part 2, and that will be held on September 13, 2014. We would like to thank all the dear family that participated in the reading and also that partook of having the worship that made it so enjoyable. We was glad to hear Brother Joel Nahate and all the dear sisters and brethren. We have created children's Sabbath school lesson for all the dear family to continue on their Sabbath and drawings and the different activity. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath day.